You're up to Perakei in Mishnayis Zovin. We're holding Mishnah Vov. Hanogeya Bazov is a man that touches a Zav, a man that has two Zav on him. Relsu Vazov, if a lady has Zav. Relsu Vanida, you touched a Nida, a lady that's a Nida. Over Yoledes, a lady that just gave birth, she has also Tuma on her. Over Mitzayra, over Mitzayra, or else you touch a man that's a Mitzayra. He's also Tum, he's also like an Avatuma. Ba'amishka, over Moshev, or else if you touch the bed that they were lying on, or else what they're sitting on. So halacha is mitame shnayim apois lechud. A man that touches one of these five things, so halacha is that while he's touching them, he's sitting like an avatuma. That his mitame makes something else into a rishon, and the rishon makes it into a sheni. That's called mitame shnayim. He could give off two times tuma. Upois lechud, and he could even make a sheni into a shlishi for truma. But this is only kol zaman the man is touching one of these five things. What's going to be perish? Let's say the man stops touching the zav or the zav or the nidiyaledis. So then mitam echod. Then the man is only like a rishon latuma. Since they are an avatuma, he only becomes a rishon latuma. So now he's only mitama one, which means he makes a sheni. Or poisel echod, he still makes a shlishi for truma. Now echod hanageya, whether you touched one of these five things. V'echad ha-meset, whether you move them. V'echad ha-noiser, whether you carried them up. V'echad ha-niser, whether they carried you up. Any way that you touch these things, so while you're touching them, you have a look like an avatuma, but after you perish from them, then you're only considered like a rishon lituma. Yemishne zayin, ha-nogeya v'zoivoy shozav. If a man touches the zoiv, what comes out of the zav himself, which is an avatuma, or also v'roikoi, if you touch his spit, which is also like still like an avatuma, the shich vazar that comes out of him, the meme raglov, the urine that comes out of him, or the dam hanida, if a man touches stam, the dam that came out from an isha that made her into a nida. So the locher is mitameshnayim. Kol zaman, the man is touching these things, again he's considered like an avatuma, and his mitam is something else to make it into a rishin, which that rishin can make something into a shiny. And the sheni can make a shlishi for truma. Perish, let's say the man stops touching these things, now he is only considered like a rishon l'tuma, and therefore metam echad, if he touches something else, he can make it into a sheni, and that sheni makes something into a shlishi l'truma. Now echad ha-nogeya v'echad ha-meset, whether you're touching one of these things, or whether you're moving them, you are tomei. Rabbi Lezer says, af ha-noisei. So Pashtun means even though you're not even touching it or not even moving it, just that it's up because of you, then you're also Tamei. Well, but the Mepharshim say it's Mash, means a Machmer, and says no, that he's saying even Hamesit, when you move it, if you're not touching it, you're only Tamei if you are also carrying it. You need two things. You have to be Mesit it, and you have to be carrying it. Mishneches, Hanoisai es Hamerkav. If a man, is holding up the merkav, that's the saddle that a zav rode on, so it has tumas mishkov, or else v'hanisa olov, you're on top of it, you're riding on top of the saddle now, that's also an av hatuma, v'hamazita, or else if you move it, so locher is metamashnayim, kol zaman, you're holding on to these things, or you're moving them, then you are also considered like an av hatuma, and therefore you make a rishon and you make a sheni, that's cool too, u'peisalechot, and the sheni can make a shlishi l'tuma for truma. Perish, let's say you stop touching them, then metam echod apois lechod, you're only like a rishon latuma, so you only make one more, you make a sheni, and you're apois latruma. Hanoisei es hanavela, let's say a man carries up a nevela. V'yes mechatis, or else he carries the mechatis. That's where the eifa, the paraduma, with the water is on it. Sheyesh ben kidei hazoi, you have enough water here that you could be mekayim the mitzvah hazoi, you could spritz it on a person that's tamei meis to make him tor. So such a shear is like an avatuma that mitame shnayim apois lechod. Kol zaman the man is touching these things, he's also considered like an avatuma, and he can make a rishon and a sheni. Perish, when he stops touching these things, then mitame echod apois lechod. He's only mitame one, and he's only apois, and he makes one. He only makes a shlishi, he only makes putruma. Mishneh tes, ho'oichel minivlas oiftor. If a man that's tor eats from a nevela of a knife tor, that means a bird that's tor that died, and you're eating from its nevela now, you're doing a nisa. V'iba beis habliya, if the nevela, the kezayis of this oif is in your throat, is in your beis habliya, Then the Torah says the person becomes tamei. So kol zaman the nevela is in his beis habli, is in his throat, where he's swallowing it, is mitame shnayim apois alechod. The man himself has lacha kamat like an avatumah, that he makes now a rishon latumah, and the rishon can make a sheni, and again apois alechod he can make a shlishi for truma. What about though hichnis roisher liavir hatanur? Let's say this person that's swallowing the nevela seif torah, when the nevela is in his throat, he now puts his head inside the avir of the tanner, it's a kli cheres. And usually a kli cheres is mekabel tumah me'aviroi from the middle of it, even though it's not touching the sides. But here the halacha is its Torah. In other words, since the person is only putting his head in there, so the person himself is not really like an avat tumah to metamek elim. Therefore, the taner remains Torah. Hatana Torah, the Torah hatana is the taner is Torah. A lot of girsos are not gur is the first Torah. It just means the Torah tana. What about hekiyah oibelo? Let's say the person spit it out, vomited up, after the nevelas oif Torah was in his base abliyah, then he vomited it up, or else he swallowed it. So then metam echa the praise lecha. Then he's only like a rishon l'tuma the man now, and therefore what he touches makes a sheni, and the sheni makes a shlishi l'truma. Ukeshi b'teichtiv. But let's say when he first puts the nevelas oif Torah into his mouth, ad sheyivleno, before he swallowed it, and before it came into the base abliyah Torah, then the man is Torah. But that's the chiddush of the pasuk that says v'chol nefesh asher toichal. It's only b'shas achilu when it comes to the base abliyah. That's when a person becomes tamei from the nevelas oif Torah and not before. Mishnah Yud hanageya b'sheretz. If somebody touches a dead sheretz, that's like an avatuma, so you become a rishon latuma. We also have a shichva zera. Somebody touches a shichva zera, also it's like an avatuma, so you become a rishon latuma. Or the tmei mace, you touch somebody that touched the mace, so you also become a rishon latuma. Or the mitzari of yimei sofroi, or mitzari after he brought his shnei tziporim, he still has to count another 7 days. He's like an avatuma then. If somebody touches the mechatis, that's the water from the ashes of the paraduma, that does not have enough the kedei hazia, kaneta spritch on a person, because if it had that much, then there'll be a tumas masa also. Now we're talking about it only has a tumas nagei if you touch it. So therefore, only because the mechatis does not have kedei hazoya. Over nevela, else you touch a nevela, over merka, else you touch something that Azav sat on. So in these cases, if a person touched these things, his metam echad, he becomes like a rishon l'tuma. Therefore, he could only make one more tum. He can make a sheni l'tuma, or poisel echad, he can make a sheni for shlishi for truma. Zeh haklal, this is the klal. Kol hanageya biyechad mikol avos hatumah shavatayro. Whoever touches one of the avos hatumah shavatayro, metam echad, he becomes like a rishon l'tuma. So he can make a sheni. He could then make a shlishi for truma. Chutz min adam, excluding an adam. That means kol zaman an adam is touching these things that we had before. The chuburim, sometimes he could even make a rishon l'tumah also. But perish, when a person stops touching them, then the same halacha metam echad, he's only rishon l'tumah, so he could only make a sheni l'tumah. Upoiselechad, he also passes, he can make a shlishi for truma. Mishnah Yud Aleph. Balkeri kemaga sheretz. A person that saw keri, he's tamei, but he's only like a rishon l'tumah. He has the same halach as if somebody that touched the sheretz, he's only a rishon l'tumah, not a nav. Or boil nida, but if a man that lives with an isha that's a nida, so ketamei ketamei mace, he has a halach like a tamei mace, he's also tamei for 7 days. He has the same halach like a nida, which has a halach like a mace. Ela but shechomo mimeno boil nida. A boil nida, a man that lives with a nida, is more chum, his tum is more stricter than a mace. Shumetama mishkavu moishev. That a man, when he sits on a chair or lies on a bed, he's metama the bed of the chair. Tumma kalo, letama echlin amashkin. It makes like into a rishon tumma that it could be metama echlin amashkin, even though he's not being nagei, he's not touching it. Like let's say there are 10 sheets on top of the bed. Still, there's a tumas mishkav moishev. That's locha by a nida, which we do not find by a mace. So boil nida has the same locha like a nida. He also makes tumah mishkav moishev. Mishnah Yudbeis. Eilu poislanesa truma. These things are tomim midrabonin, that they pass the truma, they make truma into a shlishi. Ho'eichel oichel rishin, a man that eats food that's a rishin l'tumma, or else v'oichel oichel sheni, even if he eats food that's a sheni l'tumma, or else v'yashresha mashkin temeim, somebody drinks liquid water that's tummy. In all these three cases, the Rabbanan made a din tumma upon the person. He is considered like a sheni l'tumma, so if he touches truma, he'll be metama, the truma makes it possible, like other din shlishi. It doesn't go further, but it itself is possible. And the reason of the gzeir is because we're afraid maybe the kohen, while he's eating these things, he'll also put truma into his mouth. So therefore, they're matama the person. A man that puts his head and rove of his body into mayim shuvim also becomes tamei as lachalag of sheni, that if he touches truma, he's matama truma. Or else, v'tor, a person that's completely tor, shenofel aroishoy v'aruba ishloish shelugim mayim shuvim. If three lugam of mayim shuvim went on top of his head and rove of his body, he's also tamei midrabbonin. The ha-sefer, min sifri ha-kodesh, the kisra ha-kodesh, they also have tumim midrabbonin, in order that they should not put the truma next to them, because they used to store the truma next to the svarim, and the akvarim would come and eat it up. So they made exera din tumma on svarim that has lachalak asheni l'tumma, in order not to put truma next to it. For how your dayim stam hands also fit like a sheni l'tumma. If a touch truma, it's matama, it's possible the truma. Or tful yoim, a person that went to the mikveh today, but he has to wait until erev, so he's not allowed to eat truma. And this midiraisa, but the Bosa says, "Uvu Hashem shvatoy v'yacha yechol min hakotchim." He is not allowed to eat truma until after he waits till Har Hashem till Tzetzik Echovim. Before Tzetzik Echovim, he's metama the truma even midiraisa. V'yoichlin v'hakelim shenitmu b'mashkim. Food or kelim that receive tumah from mashkim, that mashkim has looked like a rishon l'tumah, therefore it's metama these kelim and the food that the oichlin and the kelim that they come tummy from mashkin, midirabonim, they have a locha like a sheni l'tumma, and therefore they'll be metama, they'll pasul or truma. Alright, sliko mesechta zovin. Now so mishnayis mesechta tful yoim. Mishnalef, ha mechaneis chalois al menas lahafrish. If a koyin gathers together pieces of chala that people gave him from different doughs, and they put them next to one another, but it's amanas lahafrish means to separate them. He does not plan to keep these pieces of challah together. V'noshchoi, and like the pieces of challah of dough, like were stuck together a little bit. It means when you have to separate them, you could feel the pulling apart. So Beishamai Yomer Beishamai says, Chibur b'tful yoim. Now this is considered a chibur b'tful yoim. It means a b'tful yoim, a person that's a tful yoim. A tful yoim means a man that was tameh, he touched the sheretz today, and he already went to the mikvah. He touched tanav hatumah, providing the yav hatumah does not make him tummy for 7 days. In a case that the yav hatumah, like shichva zera, only makes him tummy for 1 day, so now, during that day, he went to the mikvah. So now that he went to the mikvah, most of his tumah went off, and he's considered a tful yoim. That nageya to truma, he's considered like he still has a sheni l'tumah on him, and therefore if he touches truma, he passes the truma. So chal is also like truma. Therefore, if this tful yom, now this person now touches one of these pieces of challah, he makes them all possible, as if it's considered one body. That's the chiddush. Even though they plan to separate these pieces of dough of challah, but since right now they're touching one another, it's considered like one piece of dough, and the whole thing becomes tummy. Beisham, that's beisham isvara. Beisilu says no, einoy chibur. No, it's not called a chibur, since you have in mind to separate the pieces of dough. This piece of challah, therefore it's not considered like one piece of dough, and therefore if the tful yom touches one, that one that he touched is tamei, but the second one is not tamei. What about mikrotzois noishchei zu bezu? Mikrotzois means he has pieces of a dough of truma. So instead of being challah, it's truma. Again, that these pieces of dough are touching one another, or else vikikrois, you have breads of dough, Noishchei zu bezu, that are like touching one another. Or else, oife chamita agave chamita, if you're baking small cakes, one on top of another of truma. Achla kormo betaner, before they became crust in the oven, which for sure you have in mind to separate them then in order that the crust should take place.
or else vakulius shomayim hamechul cheles.
This is like a bubble of water, hamechul cheles, like hollow, but just like a big bubble, there's no real water inside it. Or else resichas gerisin shelpo rishayna. Resichas, that's like the heat. Or else like the foam that comes up from the heat of gerisin when you cook up these beans, gerisin shelpo rishayna, the first time you cook it up. The first time you cook it up, like the foam is like, you know, pretty, it's only bubbly. There's no real substance there. So in these cases, or else yayin chodesh, or resichas yayin chodesh, you have the heat, the bubbles of fresh wine. So Rabbi Yehuda says, av shaleris, also when you're cooking up rice, so the bubbles that come up from the rice, so the machloika says that, beishama yermim chibbe b'tfuyim. Beishama says, if b'tfuyim touches only one of these bubbles, all of them become tamei. And the actual things itself also becomes tummy. Because even though you're only touching the bubbles on top, or all these cases, it's all considered like one, and it all is makabel tum, it all becomes possible if it's truma. Again, because the tful yom is considered like a sheni letuma, that for chulun he does not metamer anything. Only for truma or for chale he makes it a shlishi. Makes it possible, I mean. So, beisilu, beishamai says it's a chibur. Beisilu, mesilu says no, ey no chibur, these things are not considered a chibur. And therefore, the one thing that he touches becomes tamei, but not the rest of them. Umoidim bishar kol hatumois bein kalois bein chamurois. That by any other tumah, not by a tful yom, not by a rishon l'tumah or by an av hatumah, here Beis Hillel agrees. If you touch one of these things, these bubbles or one of these chalas, it's all considered one of the kikrois. It's all considered like one. Beis Hillel holds it's only a special kula by tful yom, since the tful yom is only really like a sheni l'tumah. He's not considered like a Rishon Letumah. Mishnah Beis. Ha-mechanes chalois al-menash le'la hafrish. You put like pieces of chalas together, the doughs, and you don't have a mind to separate them. Re'el so'ife chamito agabi chamito mishakorma betanor. You like bake one wafer on top of another wafer after it already was like a kormu. After it already got its crisp in the oven, that now you let it stay together. You're not going to separate them. You have these bubbles of water that are not hollow inside. Or else the bubbles that come up from the second time you're bubbling up these beans. Or else old wine, the bubbling. Or any time of oil, even new oil. Here it's called the good chibur, it's called like attached. And v'shel adoshim. And the wolf is made out of the, you're cooking up the lentils. Rebudah says, av shal teifach. Even if you're cooking up a teifach, it's type of another type of a grass, some that grows, is temeim. And all these things, it is called the chibur, it's called attached. And therefore it's temeim, but tful yom. If the tful yom touches one part of it, then you'll become tummy. The ain't sarach lemme b'chol tumis, and for sure by other tumis, by your rishon tumah or sheni tumah, for sure they're also called the chibur. Will be metamer all of them. Yeah, Mishnah Gimel, Misamer Masmer Shachra Kikar. You have a loaf of bread and a piece of lechem is like sticking out, stick projecting from it that looks like a nail. Or else the garga melakotan, or else a piece of salt that's attached to the bread. Or else the charcho porchos miketzpa. You have a burnt part of the bread that the burnt part is less than an etzpa, less the thick of a finger. Rabbi Yosi says a different shear that kol shu nechol olov. As long as it's burnt part of the bread, people still will eat it. It will be eaten with the bread. So tmeim, it's called the chirb, it's called part of the bread. But it's full yom, that if it's full yom touches this part that's sticking out of the bread, it's also metam of the bread. If the bread is truma. V'yein tzorach lemim b'chol atumas, and for sure a real rishon l'tumah, a real shein l'tumah, for sure it's also metama this way. Or Navatum. Mishnah Dalit. Hatzror Shevekikr. Let's say you have a stone inside your loaf of bread. There's a pebble in the loaf of bread. Or else the gargo melagodl. Or else you have a big kernel of salt that's attached to the bread. Vihartumus. Viacharchur Yoser Miketzpa. Harturmus, that's a type of a bean. Or else the they have this burnt part of the bread that's more than the thickness of an etzpa. So Rabbi Yosi says,
or else, according to Rabbi Yosef, it has to be bigger than this. Not only more than an etzpa, but it has to be more burnt. The side that's burnt is so big that it's not eaten with the bread. You just throw that part away. Then tohurim, the av hatuma, the ensorach lemon betful yom. Even if an av hatuma touches one of them, it's not matam of the other thing. Since these things are so big, they do not become part of the bread. They're like two separate things. Therefore, what the av hatuma touches becomes a rishon hatuma, and the other thing, if it becomes a sheni, becomes a sheni. But the ensorach lemon betful yom, for sure, the same halacha is applied to a tful yom also. That if he touches this one, it is not the metama, the one next to it.
Yemishnehei hasoiro v'yakusemes bizman she'enom klufim. If you have barley or you have spelt at the time when they are not peeled, it's the whole kernel, and this kernel now of barley is stuck to the bread. Or else hatiyo v'hachiltes v'ha'alum. These are also sharp type of things that grow, that it's also attached now to the bread. And it's not usual the manner to eat these things with the bread. And Rabbi Yehuda says, "Af afunim shcherim." Even these black type of beans is toirim. In these cases, if these things are attached to the bread, they're considered separate. It's not called part of the bread, and therefore toirim biavatuma. Even if an avatuma touches one, his only mitama that the next one does not become a rishon latuma. And the ein sarach lema betful yom. You don't have to tell me for sure by tful yom. Also, we do not have this halacha. That if you touch one, it is not the metama of the second one. Divrei Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. The Chachom Ram Nechom say no, Torim b'tful yoyim, only by its full yoyim. It's a question of being metama the truma. So since the tful yoyim really is Tor, he's not metama the truma. If he touches one, only what he touches becomes tamei, not the second part. But utumeyim b'chol atumais. But all other av atumais, when they touch something, it's called the chibur for them, and the whole thing will become tamei. Hasoiro v'yakusemis, barley and spelt, v'zman shein klufim. What's going to be when they are peeled? Rels v'yachit, if you have wheat that's attached to the bread, bein shi klufa, bein shein klufa, whether it's peeled or whether it's not peeled. Ha ketzach v'hashumshum v'yapilpil. Now all these things are things that you do have with your bread. It is part of the bread. These things do become bottles to the bread. Again, a ketzach, that's the type of a raw wheat-like, v'yashumshum, that sesame, v'yapilpil, type of pepper. So these things are attached to the bread. Rav Yehuda says, af afunim levonim, even white beans. These things, since they are usually attached to the bread, therefore, tmeim b'tfil yoim, v'yein tzorach lema b'chol ha'tumas, is considered a chibur, considered attached. For the lock of its full yom, and for sure you don't have to tell me, the chol atumas also is considered attached. If you touch one of them, automatically they all become tamei. Yeah, Perek Sheni. Mishnah says, Mashke tful yom. The mashke that comes out of a person that's a tful yom, again, that the person touched the sheretz and went to the mikveh already that day. So now the mashke that comes out, the liquid that comes out of him, let's say like his spit, or else his name Miraglov, the urine that comes out from him, is Kemashkin Shunagei Behen. It has the same aloch as if the water, the mashka that he touches. And the aloch is Elu V'Yelu Eino Mitamim. Both of them do not receive any tumah. Because it's full yom, Negei Techulin is like Tor. He's not Mitamah Chulin at all. Therefore, if he touches Mashkim, which is Chulin, he's not Mitamah them at all. Therefore, the mashkin that comes out from him is also tor for chulin. What about other people that are really tamei? Not like a tful yom that went to the mikvah, but shar kol hatameim, bein kalin, bein chamurim, whether they have simple tumas on them, whether they have strict tumas upon them. So that's a shalom in the Gemara, exactly what does it mean. But one tzad kalin means he touched the sheretz, and chamurim means a zav. So the lochas are that hamashkin hayotze mehen, the mashkin, let's say the roit, the spit of the urine that comes out of these people, is kamashkin shunagei behen, has the same halacha as the water that he would touch. And what's the halacha? That elu v'elu tchila, both of them remain a rishon latuma. The mashkin that comes out from a tomei sheretz or tomei meis, his mashkin is a rishon latuma. Just like if he touches mashkin, he also makes it a rishon latuma. Chutz min hamashke shuav atuma, excluding the special halacha, let's say by a zav,
by a zav, the other locher is the roik and the meimir raglov is a nav hatuma. The spit of the urine that comes out of a man, that's a zav, there it has a nav hatuma. So there it's different. But where the roika is not a nav hatuma, then it only remains a rishon latuma, just as the mashkim that he would touch.
The Mishnah base. Kideiro shehimaleya mashkim. We have a pot that has water inside it, liquid inside it. Vinoga bal tvuyoyim. You have a person to tvuyoyim that touch the mashkim. So the loch is like this. Imho yamashke truma. If the mashke was truma, that the loch is, a truma becomes puzzle. If a sheni touches it, it makes it puzzle. If so hamashkin psulim, then the liquid inside this pot, that's truma, becomes psulim. Because that's the loch of tvuyoyim is like a sheni. So when he touches truma, he makes it puzzle. But the hakadeira Torah, the kadeira remains tor, because the sheni can't be matama kadeira. But v'yim ho yomashke chulin, let's say the water, the liquid inside it, was regular chulin, then hakol tor, everything remains tor, even though usually a tomei makes a mashkin or into a rishon midrabanan, but by tfuyom we do not have that halacha. But tfuyom only makes something into a shlishi, and by chulin there's no shlishi, therefore it's hakol tor. V'yim ho yodav mizoyavos, let's say his hands was not clean, like his hands has a tumah midrabanan, tumas yodayim, then the locher is hakol tomei. That's a chumrah that by yodayim mezuavos it makes the mashkim into a rishon l'tumah. The Mishnah says zeh chomer biyodayim mi betfulyayim. This is in one case a chumrah that the tumas yodayim has more than the tfulyayim, but the chomer betfulyayim mi biyodayim is also a chumrah betfulyayim over. The tumas yodayim she sofek tfulyoyim apoysel es atruma mashenkin v'hayodayim sveikon tohor. But if you have a tfulyoyim and we have a doubt, he has a sofek whether he. So then the loch is the truma is still possible. Mashenkin v'hayodayim, if you have a sofek if the yodayim touch the truma not, it's a sofek in the rabbanim. There we go, Lakula, to say, Safik is Tohor.
You're up to Mishnah Gimel. Ha-mikva shel truma. Let's say you had like a thick soup, the thick tafshel, that's made from truma. V'ha-shum v'ha-shemen shachulin. And inside this thick soup, like, you had some garlic or some oil, that was from chulin. Now, she-nogot fu-yem b'miksosan. A person that's a tful yom touched a part of this. So the locher is posel as kulam. The whole thing becomes posel. Since the majority of it, the mikveh is truma, and a tful yom touches truma becomes posel, we'll say the whole thing becomes posel. Because the small amount of shumen shemen is bottled to the mikveh. What about the opposite way? Ha mikveh shechulin. This thick soup is made from chulin. V'hashum v'hashemen shel truma, only the shum, the garlic, and the oil is made from truma. Now shenogel tful yom b'miksoson, that a tful yom touches part of this. So the locher is loy posel elo mekoy mago. The only thing that becomes posel is just the place where the tful yom touched, but not the whole mikveh. Because here, since the rive is chulin, therefore we only have to be afraid of the mokim mago. And maybe right there was Shem Truma, and he's made it apostle. We don't have to be afraid for the rest of the dish. What about the Imhoya Hashum Aruba? Let's say the Shum was the majority. Most of it here was Shum of Truma. Then Hochem Achor Rav, then we go after the Rav, and the whole thing becomes apostle.
The Omer Rav Yudah says like this, Amosai, when do I say go bus a Rav? When do I say you go bust the shum? That's roiv. Bizman shehen gush bekora. If the shum and the garlic is still a complete piece, it's a solid piece in this pot. Avlim hoye mufuza bimadoicho. Let's say first you crushed up this garlic, then you threw it into the mikveh. The locher is tohor. Even though its roiv is made out of this garlic, but still it's tohor. In other words, the tfuyam does not make it possible.
the whole thing, Ela Makam Agobavad becomes possible, even though the Shuman of Truma is Meruba is the majority. Now what's the reason? Mifnei Shu writes a Bifizure, because she happy now the fact that it's spread all out. Therefore it's not called the Chibra together, and each piece is called separately. Therefore it only becomes Tomei just the Makam Ago. Avol es shadak and lodich b'mashkin, but something that's normal to crush it up with liquid v'doch and shloi b'mashkin. Now you crushed it up without liquid v'hengush b'koro. It's like a solid piece in this pot. Hare elu kigul shadvela. This is like a round cake of figs. And in other words, it's not considered a chibur. It's not considered like one big piece. And therefore, it's only Tomei Mokem Ago, just the place where the Tful Yem touched, that place becomes Tomei, but the rest of it is not a Tomei. The Mishnah Dalet, Hamikvo v'hachamita shechulin. You have this mikvah, that's a thick soup, and the achamita, that's like an uga, that's like a cookie, a small thin cookie that you put inside here. V'hashemen shall, these things are chulin. Now the Hashemin shall truma, you have oil from truma, she etzof al gabei, and that's floating on top of it, v'nog al tfuyem b'Hashemin. And the tfuyem comes now and touches this oil of truma, so loy posel elo Hashemin. Only the Shemin on top, that's posel. But the rest of chulin is muta, is still tahor. But v'yin chibeitz, let's say like you mixed up.
Alright, turn over.
And together.
Yeah, so the Mishnah says, V'yin chibeitz, let's say you mixed up the whole thing, the mikveh and the chamita and the shemen together, then the locher is, kol mokom shehiloch ha-shemen posel. Wherever the shemen went, all the place the shemen got mixed up, it all is posel. Because the shemen shetrum is mixed up all of it, so since that posel is considered like the whole thing becomes posel.
Yeah, Mishnah Hey, Pisar Hakodesh, via Bosso from Kochim, Shekorim Olav Hakefa, that let's say something like gelled, some tavlish and spices and some soup, gelled on top of the meat, and it all became like a krum, like a scab around the meat. And now, Nogat Fuyoim Bakefa. So let's say that Fuyoim touch the jellied stuff that's around the meat. So Locheriz Chatichos Mutaris. The Chatichos, the meat, that's Tor, because the Tfuyoim did not touch the meat. He only touched the krum around it. That's not called the Chibur to the meat. What about Nogat Bechaticha? Let's say the Tfuyoim touched the meat itself, which is Kotchem, which he makes Tomei. Then the locher is chaticha v'chol loy lemimo chibur zeh lezeh. Then not only the meat is tomei, but even the shah, this tavlin, the spices that we got gelled on the meat, also becomes part of the meat. So it's all called the chibur. It'll all become tomei also. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri yomer shneiyem chibur zeh lezeh. He also know both of them is called the chibur zeh lezeh. So whichever way the tful yom touches it, they both become tamei. Like even in the ratio when the tfuyam just touches the kefa, the jellied stuff around the meat, not the meat itself, he would also say it's mekabala, becomes tamei. However, the loch is not like the biyechle menuri. V'chein b'ketinyos shekomu agabe prusos. Same thing, ketinyos, that means pieces of lechem or bread. Also, that let's say there's some stuff that jellied around the bread, chen ketunyos shekomu agabe prusos, or else maitze kedera beketunyos. But this ketunyos is like things that you cook in a pot. It's like different type of food that shekomu got jelled up agabe prusos on top of a piece of bread. So it has the same halacha like the meat before. If the tfuyam only touches the ketunyos, he's not metama the bread. Maisa Kedera Bekatunyos is the same thing. Let's say you have a Maisa Kedera, which is usually food that was cooked in a Maisa Kedera, let's say like a cereal,
and yadis katunis, other food that's yellowed around it. So bizman shayim prudim, when they're separated, the two things, ain't a chibur. It's not called a chibur. So if the tful yam touch one, the other thing does not become tummy. But bizman shayim gush, when it becomes one solid piece, then chibur, then it's called a chibur, they're called attached together. The tful yam's on top of those things. Imhoyu gushim harbe, let's say the pieces were a lot of them, there was zeh bitzad zeh, one on the side of the other, then harei elu yimonu.
Which means, harei elu yimonu means you count them, in other words, since they're solid pieces, and if a sheris touches the first one, so that one becomes a rishon l'tumah. Then the second one touches the next one, becomes a sheni, and a shlishi, so on. That's called harei elu yimonu. Now you have to count each one, how much lower of a tumah it becomes. Now, what's going to be shemen shoots off agabi hayayin? You have oil that's floating on top of wine. The nogat tfuyim ba shemen, and the tfuyim touches the shemen. The locher is loy posel el shemen. The Tanakhama holds like they're not called chibur one to the other. They're called two separate things. So therefore, the tfuyim, when he touches the shemen, only the shemen becomes posel. And it's not considered like he touched the yayin, and therefore the shemen, which is thus a truma, which only becomes a psul, but a shlishi cannot make a revi, therefore the shemen does not passel the yayin. However, Rabbi Yechanan ben Uri yomer, shneihem chibur zeh lezeh. He holds no, when you have oil floating on top of wine, it's considered like one body, and therefore if the tfuyem touches any part of it, both of them become tamei, both become psul, with a dinner like a tumish shlishi.
Mishneh Vov.
Yes, Mishneh says, Chovius, if you have a barrel, She'eshokol ha'teich bor shel yayin, you had a barrel that had wine, shel truma inside it, and now this barrel of wine fell into a bor, a whole ditch, full of wine. Now, v'nogo by tfuyim, and now the tfuyim touches like the part of the wine, but on top of the barrel. So in other words, if the tfuyim would touch the regular wine in the barrel, which was chulin, it would not become puzzle. But if he touches the wine inside the barrel, that's truma, but tfuyim makes it puzzle. So it's like this. Min hasafu lifnim chibur. If the tfuyim has his hand, like around the rim of the chovius, inside it, that's a chibur. In other words, even though this chovius at first was not full of wine, it only had, let's say, halfway, it had wine of truma, and now when you put it into this big bor, the top layers of wine is shachulin. But the ma'aseh, whatever's inside this chovitz, is called the chibur. So therefore, if the tful yayin puts his hand now from the rim of it, inside it, so that's called the chibur, and it's metama, it makes it possible, all the wine inside. Ma'ashenker min asof v'lachut, saying the chibur. If he has his hand on the outside of the rim, that's not called the chibur, it's not called like he touched the wine of truma, but rather just like he touched the wine, shachulim, therefore that wine is still tahor.
Yeah, but Rabbi Yechanan ben Nuri says, "Afilo al gabo rum koima." Even if the barrel of wine went all the way down into the bor, and on top of the barrel of wine is almost the height of a person of wine of the bor, still the noga kneged piho. If the tful yom now, the tful yom which is on top of the bor touches the wine which is right on top of the bor. In other words, if he was put his hand straight deep down, he would go into the bor, then chibur. All that wine that's in the chovius and that's on top of the chovius, so the top of the bor, all becomes posel. That's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Chiddush and Halacha is not like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri.
Mishneh Zayin.
Yechovius shenikva. You have a barrel of wine that had yayin, let's say, shel trumer inside it, and now shenikva, it became a hole in the barrel. So it depends. Bein mipia, whether the hole is on top of the mouth of it. Bein mishaleh, whether the hole is on the bottom of it. Bein mitzideho, whether the hole is on the side of it. V'noga bo tfuyim, and the tfuyim touched, like on the outside of this barrel, where the hole is. He put his hand there, and he touched the wine there. So tmeya, we say that tfuyim is called like a chibur, as if it was being made. He makes possible all the wine inside the barrel. Rabbi Yehuda says, it depends. From the mouth and from the bottom, then the tfuyah makes a tummy. But from the sides, if he only touches a hole from the side, then we say it's tor. And he holds because on the bottom or on the top, it's like a bus, it's like holding up all the wine. So when he touches it, it's like a chibur, like he touched all the wine. Mashenken on the sides, it's not holding up the wine, so you only touch like that one little makam, and therefore that little bit of like bottle brav and the rest of the wine, therefore it's tor. What's going to be hamo'ora mikli likli? You're pouring wine from one kli to another kli. V'nogah tfuyam b'kiluach, and the tfuyam touches the kiluach, no, the sprout, the flow of wine. So in yeshboy, if the flow of wine that he touches, if yala b'yechurumeya, like that flow, the water that's running down, the wine that's coming down, that's tamei. But when it falls into the bottom basket, it depends, the bottom barrel. If there is already 100 times as much as this coming in, it'll be bottle brave. That's locha bayol truma. Truma's bottle chad v'meya. But this is only chiddushi, of course, by its full yom, because he only makes it possible. Mashenken by something other makes it tamei. If he touches the kluach, of course, everything would become tamei. But over here, by its full yom, that he only makes it possible, therefore, tiyala b'yech v'meya. If you have 101 times downstairs, in the barrel and the below, against the amount that's coming in, it becomes bottled.
To Mishnah Ches. Bibua Shebechovius. Let's say there's a bubble, like a hollowness, in a kli, in a chovius. This is a kli cheris, a barrel. Shenikov, that there's a hole, like went through. Beimi b'fnim, beimi b'chutz, whether the hole is in the inside, whether the hole is on the outside, or bein milmalon, bein milmaton, whether the hole is above or whether the hole is on bottom. So in other words, there's like a hole, but there's a bubble. You have a bubble in this klicheris, in this pitcher. And on both sides of the hole, on both sides of the bubble, there's like a hole, whether on one side it's a little bit higher, the other side a little bit lower. But that connected there. That lemaisa, it's like going straight through. So bekitza, what there is here, you have a hole going straight through this chavis. So now, tomei biyav hatuma, let's say a person that's nav hatuma puts his hand on the outside hole, and there's water inside, there's mashker inside, sees metam all the mashker inside, it's called a chibur. Since the holes of the outside bubble and the inside wall is like zeh k'neged zeh, it's considered like it's a straight hole, straight through inside, therefore by just touching the outside hole, by touching the water on the outside hole, that's a chibur, that's a connection that makes the water inside tummy also. And the same thing with tummy b'yoyah hames. Let's say this kli cheres is covered up. It's a psil tummid. That usually if you have a kli that's covered up completely with a tight seal, the tumma does not come in. But here, since there's a hole on the side, the tumma comes in, and tumma's elames comes inside. What's going to be hapnimi milmato v'hachitze milmalon? Let's say the hole on the inside is below, and the hole on the outside of the bubble is above. So the same thing, tome b'yavatumo, if an avatumo puts his hand there, near the top of the hole, that lemaisa, since the water still comes through, because since on the inside the hole is lower, so the water comes into this hole, so if the tome touches the outside of the hole, and there's water there, the water becomes tome. The same thing that this tumas oil mace, if this kli is inside of oil, where a mace is, the tumma goes inside the kli. What's going to be though? This is the chiddush of the Mishnah. What's going to be hapnimi milamalon? The inside of the bubble of the hole is above. It's above the surface of the water. The hachitzan, but the outside of the bubble where the hole is there, milamato, that's below, that's on the bottom, that is with the level of the water. So locher is tohor v'yav hatumma. If a nav hatumma person, even though he's tummy with a nav hatumma, if he touches, he puts his hand by the outside hole, since that outside hole, the water does not come through it, because the inside hole is way above the level of the water. Therefore, it's not called the continuation, so it's not called like it's touching the water, he's not metama the water inside. However, the tummy v'yav hanes. But if this kli would be inside an oil where there's a mace, the tumas oil mace goes through and through. It comes in through the outside hole, and then it goes up, it goes down into the inside hole, and it comes inside the kli. Therefore, it would still be metama whatever's inside this kli, even though it's closed tightly on top. Your Perek Shlishi, Mishnah Aleph, Kol Yodai Soichlim, any handle of a food, which means, let's say, like the stem of an apple that you hold the apple with, so it depends. Shehein Chibra B'Yavatumma, that there's such a loch of these things, these stems, the yodais, the handles of the food, is considered a Chibra by an Avatumma. That means if a person that's an Avatumma touches just the stem itself, the apple also becomes Tomei. In such a chibur, then chibur b'tfuyim. Same halacha applies. Let's say the pri is truma, and there's a person that's a tfuyim, went to the mikveh today, snagaya to truma, he could pass on the truma becomes possum. What's going to be oichol shenifras umurub miksos? Yeah, food, that shenifras means like split in half, but it's still a little bit attached. Umurub miksos is still a little bit attached. So the question is it called one piece of food that if a tummy touches one part of it, is the whole thing tummy or not? So Rabbi Meir says like this, Imoiches ba'godl, if you hold on to the bigger piece, the hakotan olimoi, and the smaller piece comes up with the bigger piece, then harayu kamo, it's all considered one big piece. Therefore, if the tummy touched any part of it, the whole thing becomes tummy. Rabbi Yehuda says the opposite. If you hold on to the smaller piece, the smaller size of it, and the bigger piece comes up with the smaller piece, that's a stronger chibur, then harayu kamo, then it's considered all like one, like attached, and then we consider it like one. Rabbi Nechemya says it depends. Bator, we have to look at the part that's tor. Again, you have this piece of food, a piece of bread, let's say, that was cracked in half, and the tomei touched one side of it. So we have to look at the other side and now pick up the Torah deka part. If when you pick up that part, the tomei deka part comes up with it, then it's called the chibur of sol tomei. But if the tomei deka part does not come up with the Torah deka part, then it's tohor. The chum say the opposite. Patomei, we have to look at the part that's tomei. You have to pick up the part that's tomei. If the other part comes up with it, then it also has tumah. But if the other part falls down, it's not called connected to the tamadika part, then the bottom part remains tahor. What about the shar kol eichlim, other type of foods, not like bread? What about other type of foods like vegetables? So it depends. Eshadak le'yoches biola. If it's normal to hold the vegetable with its leaves, like the leaves coming up, and you hold the leaves, the vegetable comes up with it, so then eiches eisebola. Then the lacher is, if a tamid just touches the leaf of it, if the whole thing becomes tamid, that's also called a chibur. Oh, the klach, what about something that has roots to it? The klach has a long, that grows in the ground, the klach, the stem, the roots of it. Then oich the mice of a klach, then anything that comes up when you hold the roots, that's also called a chibur, that's considered one thing. So if the tummy touched any part of it, the whole thing becomes tummy. Well, the klach is like there were strong stalks of it that grows down into the ground. Your Mishnah base, Yorok Shel Truma. You have this vegetable of Truma, Ubeitza Trufa Nusuna Gabov. And you have like a scrambled egg that was put on top of the vegetable. And the scrambled egg, the Trufa means it's scrambled, it's mixed together. That's Chulin, that's not Truma. Now, Venogal Tful Yoim Babeitza. A person that's a Tful Yoim went and touched the egg, that's this egg that's on top of the vegetable. Now, if it just touched the egg itself, it would remain tor, because it's full yoim, only passes truma, not chulin. Here the question is, though, the egg is attached to the yerek, so it's considered attached as if it's full yoim, also touched the yerek. So the halacha is, loy posel elo hakelach shekenegdoi. Of the vegetable, it only becomes posel, the part of the stalk that's right opposite where he touched. That's all. Not the whole stalk, only the piece right opposite where he touched. Rabbi Yossi says, Kol ha-seder elyon. Yossi says, no, the whole top layer of the vegetable, they all become tummy. What about imhoisa kmin koiva? Let's say this egg was like a helmet on top of the vegetable. In other words, it's like bubbled up out of the heat. It's not directly on top of the vegetable, but it's like a bubble. There's an airspace in between the vegetable and the egg. Then, since the tful yom only touched the egg and not the vegetable, ain't a chibur, that's not called an attached, and therefore the vegetable is tor, and the word in the egg is also tor. Mishnah Gimel. Chut shel deyo shekorum al defonois shel lefos. Yet again, this crumb, this piece of egg, that was stuck to the side of a pot. Shel lefos means an ilfos, a frying pot. A big frying pot. And inside the frying pot, there was a tafsha, there was food, shel truma. Now, v'noga by tfu yoyim. Now, the tfu yoyim touched this chut, this strand of an egg. So it depends. If it touched it from the rim inwards, that's where it touched the eggs. That's called chibur. That's called the chibur. It's called the connection to the food inside. And it's considered like its full yom touched the trum inside, therefore became posel. But min hasof of elachutz, if he only touched the strand of egg that's on the outside of the rim, then ain't a chibur. It's not called the chibur to the food inside, and the food inside is still tohor. The trum inside is still tohor. Rabbi Yossi says, chut, the strand, v'chol sheniklaf imoy, and anything also that's kolof that you could peel off with it. There's also considered a chibur, but something that you cannot peel off with it, it's not called a chibur. Of course, Rabbi Yossi is coming in bola hakel. Then the Mishnah says, v'chein b'kitni, the same thing by beans, shekormu al sposa shekadeiro. If I came to the top of the pot, so also dini kechut shabeitza has the same halachah like this chut shabeitza, whether it's called the chibur or not called the chibur. Again, like this kidney is a type of beans shekormu that like became a film, which came attached to the rim of a pot. The same halachas. Now Mishneh Tes, iso shenidmo or shenischamtzo biso shel truma. You have this dough. Shenidumo means that some truma fell into the dough, and you do not have 100 times to be mevatel the truma. Some of the rabbanon is called dimur. You can azar or yisro cannot eat this dough, or else the dough became chometz because the sourdough put in was made out of truma, even though it's only 1/1000th of the isa. But since it's there fisor to make it rise, it's not bottle. So the locher is ena nifsel b'tfuyem. If it's full yem touches now this dough. Since midiraita, like really it's bottle, it's only called chulim, it's only midirabon, it's called dimua, it's called truma, or tfuyam does not pass, it has a lot like a tfuyam touching chulim, does not become possible. However, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Poislin, they say no, that since now midirabon is called dimua, midirabon, this dough is also for zaratit, it has a lot like truma midirabon, therefore midirabon and tfuyam makes it possible. Isa, what's going to be, you have a dough, shahuch shrova mashka. That you use some water, it was hukshra b'mashka, so it's roi l'kabel gabi tuma. This dough of truma is hukshra kabel tuma. Now, v'nilusha b'meperis, what you mixed it up, this dough now, you mixed it up with meperis, things that are not machshir. And v'nogo bot tfuyayim, a tfuyayim touched part of this dough. So Reb Lezer ben Yehuda, ish bar toisa, person from bar toisa, he says, Mishum Reb Yeshua, name of Reb Yeshua, that posel as kula, that the whole thing becomes posel, the whole Issa now becomes posel, because the May Paris makes the whole Issa like it's a chibot, like it's attached. So it's as if the Tful Yoim touches the whole Issa, therefore the whole Issa is Huksha Makabotoma, it is to become Tomei, since it was Huksha already, it's Makabotoma. Reb Kiva Reme Mishum, Reb Kiva says over in his name of Reb Yeshua, that no, only the place exactly where the Tful Yom touches, that place becomes Tamei, not the rest, because it's not called the Chibur here, since it's only Meperis. Meperis is not Mechabrit, so it's only Mechabot Tumah, the exact place where the Tful Yom touches. Mishnah Hey, Yorok Shel Chulin, you have a vegetable of Chulin, Shebishle B'Shemen Shel Truma, you cooked it up with oil, that oil was of Truma. And now, the Nogaboy Tvuyoim, this person that's a Tvuyoim, touched like part of this Yerik that was cooked in Shemen Shel Truma. So Rebbe Loza ben Yehuda Ish Bar Toysoimer, Mishum Rebbe Yeshua, the name of Rebbe Yeshua, that Posakuloi, even though the Tvuyoim only touches part of the Yerik, but the Maisi passes the whole Yerik. Rebbe Akiva Reine Mishmoi, Rebbe Akiva says over the name of Rebbe Yeshua, that loy posel elo mekoy mago. No, he only passes the place that he touches, but he's not mechaber the whole thing. The whole thing does not become tomei, only the part of the yerek that the tful yom touches. Yeah, Mishnah Vov. Tohor shenogas minoichel. A person that's tamei, that took a bite out of some food, and after it was in his mouth, like the saliva was on the food, v'nofala begodav, the food that he had fell to his clothing, or else v'akika shotruma, it fell onto a piece of bread of truma. And the right now, the spit is on the food, so locher is, tor, it remains tor, this piece, because the right, the spit was not l'rotin, you did not have intentions that your spit should be on the food. Therefore, you're not nichu with it, therefore it's loy hukshar, the kikar, is not hukshar kabutumma because of the roik that was on it. That was on the food. There was the roik, the spit, that was on this piece of food, went now and fell onto the bread. So it's not hukshar kabutumma. What about hoy oichu zeisim petsuyim? Let's say you're eating olives that was petsuyim cracked open, that hasn't know it's wet. Or else a tamarim retuvos, you're eating tamarim, you're eating dates that are also wet. Kol shuroitza lomo tzeskari nosef, that if your intentions are you want to suck out the juice of the pits, so you're happy with the juice or with your saliva that goes on the pits, on the food. Now v'nofel abgadav, it falls out of your mouth and goes on your clothing, or else v'akika shatruma tamei, it's hukshav v'kabutuma. Since you're nicha with the saliva, with the fact you want to like suck out the juice, that's called you're nicha with it. Therefore, tzuchsh lekabutuma. Hayoichol zeisim nikuvim. Let's say you're eating dried out olives. Or also tamarim yevashus, dried out dates. Kol sheina roitza lomis es gerinosav. You don't have intentions to suck out its pits. V'nofal abgodav. And now this food falls on your clothing. V'akika shatruma on the bread of truma. Tor. Not hukshla kabutum again, since you're not nicha with this mashka. Echa tor v'yecha tfuyayim kelu, whether the person is a tor or whether it's a tfuyayim, it has the same halacha. Rabbi Meir, says no, elu v'yelu t'meim b'tfuyayim, if the person is a tfuyayim, even though he doesn't have intentions that his spit should go on the food, he means to eat dried out food, but since he's considered a tamei, that's the halacha, tamei himself, his liquid is machshir, even shlele rotzen. That's the cloud the Mishnah says, Shemashkin Shotomei Machshirin L'Ritzonei V'Shlal L'Ritzonei, that the mashkin that comes out of a tomei, it's a machshir, whether you're happy with it or whether you're not happy with it. However, the Chomer, say, ain't Tfuyayim Tomei, no, they hold the Tfuyayim is not tomei. He's not called an Odom Tomei, it's Tfuyayim. Therefore, his mashkin is only machshir, his liquid is only machshir, if you're nicha. If you're not nicha with it, it's not hukshir, makabel atuma.
Yeperek Revi, Mishnah Aleph. Oichel Meiser, if you have food of Meiser Sheni, that you do not take off yet, Trumas Meiser, Shuch Shebamashka, that water went upon this food, that's Meiser, and it's Hukshah, it's ready to make Kabutumah. Now the nigger, boy, Tfuyoyim, Tfuyoyim, touches this food, which is only a Sheni Lutuma, which can make Meiser, Trumah, into a Shlishi, but not Meiser. Or else, oh, you die in Mazoivos. Someone has his hands that is not clean. He didn't watch it from Tyrus. So therefore, the locher is, it's like a Tfuyayim, it's like a Tumashani. So the locher is, Ma'afrishin mimeno Truma Smaisa b'toro. Still, you're supposed to take off Truma Smaisa from this food, b'toro. We do not have to be afraid that the food became tummy ready. B'vnei shu shlishi. Because up until now, Maisa is only considered like Chulin. And a chulin, a sheni, does not make a shlishi by chulin. Vi hashlishi tor la chulin. That's the klal, that a shlishi is tor for chulin. It's only tom, it's only possible for a truma. See, since this meiser, you did not take off truma's meiser yet, it's not a tome, it's still tor. Your Mishnah base. Ha'isha shitulat yom. You have a lady that was tome, she went to the mikvah. Now after the mikvah, before night time, she's called it full yom. The locher is losher as isha. Let's say she goes now to make a tanita dough, and she wants to take off challah. Now, if she would be mafresh challah is like truma that tfuyayim will be metama the challah. So, if how should she do it? For kaitzel challah, let her set aside a piece of dough to be challah. Umefrashto, she sets it aside. Umenachta bechvisha mitzvah, let her put it aside in a separate basket like a chvias mitzvah. That's not makabel tuma. Ay benechusa, stam on a piece of wood, let her put it down on a piece of wood. These are kelim, that's not makabel tumah. Now, O Makefet, let her bring it close to this piece that she wants to call challah to the rest of the dough. V'karu l'shem, now shall call the shem chal upon this small piece of dough. Therefore, mifnei shishlishis, because up until now that did she touched the dough, she was a sheni, and she only makes a shlishi. For a shlishi tor l'chulin. Till now it was chulin, chulin is tor. Only after she calls it chala, now would it be mekabel tumah. So therefore she has to be careful that once she calls it chala, she does not touch it anymore. Mishnah Gimel, the same thing now, Reva. If you have this kneading pot, shitfulas yom, which was tameh, and you put it into the mikvah, the same thing, Loshen Bras Isa, the lady now could make the dough, the kaitzim men chala, let her set aside a piece for chalam, or makefa, she brings the two pieces together, for kor l'shem, b'vnei she shlishi, because up until now it's only chulin, it only becomes a shlishi, for yashlishi tola chulin, for chulin, shlishi is tohor. Here, Mishnah Dalet, login shul tfuyon, that's a wooden barrel, that's a tfuyon, umilu min achav yismaisa tevel, and you filled it up with a meiser before you took off its trumas meiser. In mom, if you say like this, harezu trumas meiser mishetechshach. You want that frusha to be chal, the trumas meiser should be at night time. So at night time, it's yes, harez shemesh is not tom anymore. Harezu trumas meiser, that's good. In mom, if he says harez erev, it should be an erev at chumim and erev Shabbos. L'yom aklum, that doesn't help, because the erev has to be fit to be eaten before Shabbos. Here, before Shabbos of Bajem, it's not fit, it's only fit. That frusha takes place mishetechshach. Mishpru hachavis, let's say the barrel breaks. Halogin betavule, then what's inside the card, this pitcher is still tevil. Mishpru halogin, let's say the login breaks. Hachavis betavule, what's left over is still tevil. That frosh only takes place at night time. Since it's not around by night time, that frosh is not here, it still remains tevil. You have to be mafresh again. Yemishnehei, barishonahoy omrim, at the beginning they used to say, mechalle na peres amoritz. You can be mechala meister sheni on pears that come from an amorat, and not to be afraid those pears are also meister sheni. Chazulayma, then they said, af amoisav, even the money of an amorat you could also use to mechala your meister sheni. For Rishon HaYimam, at the beginning they used to say, hayoytzi bekelo, someone is going out to be killed. The government is killing you, and the Yemeni says, kis forget lishti, write a get for my wife. So reyelu yichtu v'yitnu, we have a right to give it also. Chazulayma, then they said also, af amafars v'yoytzi v'shiori, even if someone just goes away on a trip. Before he leaves, we have a right to say he meant to give it. And Shimon says, "Uriyeh from the even if somebody's sick, he also, when he says kisvu, he meant to say kisvu tnu. We have a right to give the gift to his wife." Yemishnah Vav Hakadumu Hashkalonim. Those are rods that have hooks on them. Shenishpru that broke. The yonklin shalehem kiyamis, but the hooks are still there. Harelu tmeim the still makabel tuma. Hamover that's a pitchfork. The yamizra that's a fan. The yamogoyg. That's a rake, the chemasuk sharosh or comb. Shenit lachas mishneim, one of the teeth fell off. Yosha shematzuk shemen new one out of metal. Harel tamim, the makabel tumah because of this metal are shame. V'yakul memra Yeshua dava chodesh chidshu hasoifrim v'eli mal hoshev. The chom made a new chidish here, and I can't answer say anything back about it. Yemishn is rain hatorim es abor v'yomar harezu truma amanash atal l'sholem. He's taken truma of wine out of the boar, and he says it should be peaceful. It means shalom and hashavim and hashvicha, that the barrel does not break. Avolem and atumi doesn't care if the barrel becomes tummy. Vishimon and Nachman and atumi even met the shim become tummy. Nishpro, let's say the barrel breaks. Any medmas doesn't become medmas because it's not truma. It's not chal truma. Ad heichin tishuvah lezitama, till how far should it break and not become dama? Kedeshit is galgot kiel the boar, if the wine will drip down back into the boar. It's my business, even though he didn't make the tonight, as if he made it tonight.